Phileas Fogg lost his bet by 5 minutes. Phileas Fogg accepted this in his usual way, without showing any particular emotion. Mrs. Aouda, on the other hand, was very emotional. She continued to cry. She did not know what to do. Passepartout was also worried for his master and his job. It was his master's choice to spend all his money on the bet, but he was such a good, honest person. It was not good to see him like this. He still could not stop thinking that it was his fault. The next day, Passepartout followed the same routine except for one thing. When they heard the sound of Big Ben at 11:30 the next day, Phileas Fogg did not go to the Reform Club. The house felt strange. It was like no one lived there. At about 7:30 that evening, Phileas Fogg asked Mrs. Aouda if he could come to her room to speak to her.
Madam,
he began sadly,
I wanted to take you back to England with me because I thought I could offer you a good life here. Now I am a poor man, and I have nothing to offer you.
It was the first time Mrs. Aouda saw Phileas Fogg looking really sad.
I know, Mr. Fogg, and I'm so sorry. You saved my life, you took time to rescue me, and you lost your bet because of me.
Madam, I couldn't let you die that terrible death. But now you are here, and you need a way to live. I have my house and my possessions.
But what about you?
I don't need anything.
Maybe your friends could.
I have no friends,
he said sadly.